So he was a very important man at that time, and he was married to Jette Buttenwieser.
Right.
Yeah.
And she was born in Wassertrüdingen.
Wassertrüdingen. 1806.
Where's it? You know?
That is a place that comes up also in the Myers.
Oh, yeah, right. I know right. That. Okay. Is that near, are these places all sort of near Munich?
In southern part of Bavaria, while Aschbach bei Bamberg is in the northern part of Bavaria, in Schwaben. Okay. And Abraham Wechsler is the son of a David Heinlein, who was called Wechsler. Because now comes something that is not documented, but was a legend in our family. And my mother told us that David Heinlein's father, David Heinlein's father, or ancestor, his ancestor, also, can you read that? Semiroza, der Vorfahre. Ein Vorfahre is an ancestor, one who fares ahead of you. A Vorfahre. Yeah. Der Vorfahre soll. Is supposed to have been Pächter, der Renter. Yes, der kurfürstlichen Münze in Schwabach gewesen zu sein. That means the ancestor is supposed to have been the lessee. Let's see, the Pächter, the lessee of the mint, of the mint of the Kurfürst, elector, of the elector at Schwabach.
What is that?
There was a Bavarian elector, if it was a Bavarian elector, another elector, ein Kurfürstlicher. And Bavaria was not always a kingdom. The monarch of Bavaria was originally ein Kurfürst. Kurfürst is an elector prince. Yes?
What's that mean? I mean, he was an elected prince?
No, not elected, an elector. These electors were privileged to cast the vote when it came to electing an emperor of Germany. But this institution of elector princes was very old in Germany. I don't know how far the Gettich, but you see, he is supposed to have, also when in those years princes or dukes or so got in trouble, they could lease out the business of minting money, minting coins, yes? Because actually on coins, in minting coins, there was a profit because there was never the full value of the metal in the value of the coin. And that was a story, the way my mother told us to us, this man, this ancestor, was at that time called Chalfon. The word Chalfon means, in German, changer, Wechsler.
A money changer.
Oh, and that's where the name came from.
And that's where the name Wechsler
is to vex on money, is to change it.
To change money.
Yeah.
How do you call that? Chalfon.
Chalfon.
Is that a Hebrew? What's the word?
It's a Hebrew word, Chalfon. In Hebrew it is... it is spelled with a waf after the fe. It is a chalfon. It's a changer. And he was a money changer. And should have been the lessee of the
at the right to mint.
At the right to mint. That's where the name should have come from. That my mother, if it was true or only a legend, how it came up, I don't know. But Zemi put it up there. But the first one, the name was Heinlein, David Heinlein, and he was called Wechsler.
And these people...
And the Buttenwieser, Jette Buttenwieser, goes back to Joseph Löw Buttenwieser.
Right.
And that name is called in, is spelled in the Book of the Mayas, Joseph Löw.
L-O-E-B.
Buttenwieser.
Here it's spelled L-O...
L-O with the...
umlaut.
Umlaut W. Löw. Löw is a Löwe.
Right.
Yes. And could have also been called Ari. Ari is a Löwe.
Löwe is lion, isn't it? Huh? Löwe mean lion? What's Löwe mean?
Lion.
It means lion. Lion. Yeah, and that could be like Lowy. L-O-E-W in America. Lowy and Lobe are similar,
okay,
but like Lowy's.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Okay.
And he, according to Semi, then later found out, he was a Dayan in Wassertrüdingen.
What's Dayan mean?
Dayan is something like a rabbi, but with other, in another capacity. One, a Rav, the Rav concerned himself with the affairs of the congregation. And if there was such a big congregation that they needed more than one Rav, then there was a second one there, who was used as the man who made the religious decisions. If somebody had a question about kashrut or about other religious important things that had to be decided precisely, for that there was the Dayan. The Dayan is the one who makes decisions, is called the judge. Dayan is a judge.
Okay.
Because the Jewish law is called a din.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, yes, a din. You know how a din is spelled? A dalet, a yud, and a nun, a long nun. Din. Yes? And when you use the same consonants, D, A, Chat, A, Nun, then you come to Dayan, it's the one who pronounces the law. Yeah?
There's a, what does that sound like, some other English, a Dayan sounds like another word.
The Israeli general Dayan, Moshe Dayan, that's why the name is so familiar to you.
Okay. Dayan.
Yeah,
no, I was just thinking
Moses
about
Richter.
Is there another, like a
did you know somebody by the name of Moses Richter?
Yeah.
Okay, Richter is Dayan.
And Richter?
Richter is a German name.
Richter
judge.
Is judge, yeah. Richter.
Judge. And Dayan is judge. So instead of Moshe Dayan, say Moses Richter.
Is there a Muslim or a Persian or, you know, and there's Dai, am I thinking about something like a...
What is?
Like a Punjab, what do you call it? One of these, another title in another Asian nobility title that Dajan reminds me of. But anyway, I understand you.
I don't know. I don't
but,
know.
I'm sure. Okay.
You see, in important matters, in Jewish law, things have to be decided by a Jewish court. Yes? And a court had to have Dayans. Yes?
What are the two things, what is the Jewish court in Israel called?
Supreme Court.
It's not that there's a Knesset.
No. A plain court is called Beit Din, the House of Din.
Okay.
Of law.
Of law. Well, we can go further. Okay, Opa. No. So that goes, it's legend, David Wechsler. Well, it may be like Wechsler, then genannt David Heinlein.
He was Heinlein.
Like Trinle genannt Theresa
Heinlein
Wechsler.
Is little rooster.
P
people could have called him Wechsler for being a changer. Maybe at that time the name Wechsler came up, yes, because he was a descendant of the Halfons.
Okay.
And that at this time they started to take German names.
Right.
Yes?
Right.